You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
South Africa's pet economy is exploding, with more than 20 million pets nationwide and a market worth an estimated 8 to 10 billion rand a year. Spending on so-called fur babies has become one of the country's most resilient consumer trends. And futurist Dion Chang captures the shift in his excellent new book. It's called Pawfect, The Life of Fur Babies. It explores how pets have moved from companions to fully fledged family members. And interestingly, how that transformation is reshaping retail, lifestyle, and the broader economy. Dion, a very warm welcome to you. The pet economy in South Africa worth billions, as I've just said. From where you sit, what's driving the surge in spending on our pets?
There's quite a lot of different threads that are coming together. So, I mean, I think one of them is it started off looking at declining birth rates and aging populations around the world. And I started noticing that on both sides of the planet, in America as well as in Asia, China and Japan, you are getting this phenomenon where there are more households with pets than children under the age of 15. So when I started digging deeper into that, you start layering on things like the child-free movement. So there's a lot of women or young couples saying they don't really want to have kids. They'd rather have a fur baby and not bring somebody into what looks like a hot mess of the world. So all of that's been growing steadily over the years, and you can start seeing the trajectory even in emerging markets. So South Africa is following the same trajectory around the world. You look at the acquisitions of the different big supermarkets with their own pet offerings or buying up companies that deal with pet care. And I started digging into the luxury aspect of it as well. So almost every single big name luxury brand has a pet collection in it. There are hotels that offer room service menu for dogs. Michelin star chefs do that. You've got private jet airlines that do that. There's a whole category of interior design called barkitecture, is when you accommodate your fur child into your home and you build them little nooks and crannies and decorate with them. So it's really, really exploding. And interestingly enough, if you look at the top five countries that are ranked as the most pet friendly, South Africa actually sits at number 4. So we're not far behind with this pet economy.
Yeah, I like that turn of phrase, barkitecture. And I know someone who spent a fortune on something that you refer to in the book as a catio, which I think is fairly self-explanatory. Dion, I'm wondering if this growth is mainly confined to higher income households in South Africa or a trend spreading right across all demographics.
I think it started with higher demographics and your more affluent customer. But in the book, I also interview an animal behaviorist, and she says just the clients she's got in South Africa, a lot of your young Gen Zs who don't want or can't see them affording a family in the future are having fur babies. And she says that even they say, I'm not having kids. This is my child. I'm going to spend whatever it takes, either on healthcare or otherwise travel or just to accommodate their every wish. So I think it's trickling down. It started off on the high end, and I think that's where the biggest growth is. Like I said, almost every single luxury brand has already got their offering, and you're starting to see that trickle down into all kind of demographics.
Which I guess begs the question, this trend, whether it be premium food, treats, grooming, whatever the case is, are you discerning that it's a long-term lifestyle change, or maybe it fades as the economy slows?
No, I think it's a long-term one, specifically because of the trends we were tracking with demographics, and also the shift in what people consider a nuclear family. So a lot of those social contracts have been changing over the past couple of years. You are seeing just more and more declining birth rates around the world. And then if you layer on younger generations that say they're not going to have kids, they'd rather do the fur babies, this for me is a very, very long-term trend, and it's a big shift. You're also starting to see, very interestingly, legislation around the world change the concept of family law to include pets as sentient beings, not just as property where pets were usually listed in there. So even in legislation around the world, you're starting to see that change.
There really has become a fight among the big retailers, ShopRite, Woolworths, Spar, all playing in that space. But I'm wondering whether local or smaller entrepreneurs, Dion, benefit from the trend, or is this just engulfed by the majors?
Look, I think the majors, that's really significant. You see, you know, you saw the acquisitions last year between, and every single supermarket brand is fighting for that position. Where I think there's space is for a lot of services. So that's just in its nascent phase in South Africa. So there are global platforms called, say, Rover.com. They link pet owners with dog sitters or pet sitters and walkers, daycare centers, all of those kind of things. So those smaller businesses have a lot of room to flourish, whereas I think your big retailers are going to take care of the food and a lot of the accessories. But I think in terms of the services, there's a lot of niche areas where that growth is going to definitely boom.
And to what extent has social media shaped the way in which we relate to and spend on our pets?
Absolutely. I mean, you're seeing already when I talk about, you know, the sort of younger generations not wanting to have kids, there are plenty of those reels on Instagram where they say, this is how my generation drops their grandkids off for the weekend with the grandparents, and they open the door and there's either a cat or a dog sitting in a pram with that. So that kind of mindset is being echoed and being enhanced across the world and across all social media platforms, whether it's TikTok or Instagram. And specifically, it was a rich source for the book, you know, to actually see how to make a meowtini. So that's a martini for your cat. And the gourmet meals that people cook for their animals. It's very entertaining. The book is meant to make you shake your head at the absurdity of it all. But I think if you are that dedicated pet parent, you would secretly wish you had the means to indulge your fur baby like that.
And the book is called A Perfect Life, The Ultimate Guide to Pet Parenting. The author is Dion Chang. The publisher is Pan McMillan. Dion, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate your time.